Hey guys, welcome to the Pensive Podcast. If this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are most definitely welcome. If you are returning, you know this sounds slightly different, right? Because we travel it, like, I'm joking anyway. Yes. Welcome back. If you do not know my name is Juliana. I am a young Christian just striving to be more like Christ. So join me on this journey. Amen. Anyway, guys, I have my second guest on this podcast. That is the reason I am not in my usual quiet setting. But yeah, we traveling, baby. That's, as I said before, this is going to be good. This is going to be a good episode. So without further ado, I would like to introduce, or rather, special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there, my name is Michael Parker Longdon.
You're so extra.
You can call me Michael, all right?
Okay, so yes, my guest, some of you may know, if you are a constant listener and you are often around me, you know Michael. Michael, introduce yourself a little bit, Michael. I didn't tell you I was going to do this, did I?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so yeah, my name is Michael Parker Longdon. I know you, Juliana, you through university. I am the president of Trentside, which is the my university's branch of Radical Youth, which is a Christian fellowship. But yeah, as well as this, I have a YouTube channel called Michael P. Longdon, which is all one word. And you've actually had the pleasure of featuring, isn't that right?
So, I have.
And talking on a topic which will be very relevant today as well, isn't that right?
Yeah. You're moving like this is a radio show.
I'm sorry. But yeah,
that's
so
okay.
Yeah. I had you on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
Talking about purpose, which is very relevant for me being involved today.
Yes, because this is Purpose Part 3. We are talking more purpose, and we're going to I'm going to have to ask you guys to just excuse this rather yappy lady in the background, because she's getting on my nerves, but you know, God bless her.
Excuse me, can you get quiet, please?
But yeah, just hone in, just stay focused on us. You can hear us louder than the background noise. Amen.
Amen.
So I just pray that as you're listening, that you can really tune into what is being said. And so we're going to talk about Purpose Part 3. Michael has this, a slogan, a motto, called Managing a Purposeful Lifestyle. So it only seemed right to have him on the podcast talking about
purpose.
And how he applies it personally to his life, or rather his scope on it, in a personal perspective, because I feel like you guys might be tired of hearing me. You get what I'm saying? Maybe you're not, because I like the sound of my own voice anyway. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But anyway, yeah, let's try and bring some more perspectives into it, some more wisdom. So yeah, I'm not going to say too much. Without further ado, Michael, would you like to take it away?
Yeah, sure thing. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to speak on purpose, because purpose is a very dear topic to myself. I really do appreciate the topic, and actually I'm currently not necessarily recovering, but I've come from a little retreat of mine towards the end of 2017. So yeah,
I forgot to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. But yeah, 2018 has already started like a couple days ago still.
First episode of 2018. All right,
yeah.
Cool. So yeah, and a key focus of mine on this retreat of mine was purpose, because quite frankly, I'm 22 years old now, and I don't exactly have a vivid idea of what to expect or where I'm going in the next couple of years. I have an idea for what is imminent, but longer term, I knew I needed to seek God and for Him to reveal that to me. And that's relevant on what we're going to discuss today. So first of all, we got to pray.
Would you like to pray?
I would like to pray. Yes, please.
Okay.
So, Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord, just to share the beauty of your word and the beauty of your revelation, your scripture being illuminated in us, Heavenly Father. We just pray that as we understand purpose all the more, people's purposes are revealed, and that, yeah, you let your glory be revealed to each and every individual that seeks or hungers for you, and those that do not know where to turn to, may you make yourself all that easily accessible through
Amen.
This medium. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So something interestingly you said in your last episode was talking about light shine, God's glory shining on people. And I just wanted to expand on this. And this is from the We Would See Jesus book, which you made reference to.
Thanks to you.
Yeah, oh, we thank God. That was about 2 episodes ago now.
Yeah.
Now, one of the illustrations that Roy Hessian uses is that when God shines on us, you know, we are seen. And I think the illustration was, you know, when you have particles in the air, like dust particles or something like that, and then you have like a sun ray, a sun beaming into like a dark room. The only way you can see those sun rays is when it's reflecting off those particles, right? So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking to a chemist here. I don't know. Do you approve?
Just keep going.
Sure. So, yeah, no. But like the sun rays, the only way you can actually see the sun rays is when it's coming off, like is reflecting off the particles in the air, mid-air.
Well, I mean, you can see the particles because of the beam reflecting on it.
That's true. You can see the particles reflect. You can see the particles because of the beam, but more so, you can see the beam because of the particles. Yeah.
I think I need to read that part, but I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so in other words, what I'm trying to say is, linking back to God's glory being revealed.
Yeah.
God's glory shone on individuals will reveal how great he is. So in other words, okay. Interesting enough, it's not the particles you take notice of. It's the fact that, oh my goodness, there's a sun ray.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So We are those particles. We are putting ourselves in a position to be shone on so that glory can be given back unto God within reason, of course, and that is under the theme of purpose. I think it's quite similar to that of a moon, but we don't really think of the sun when we see the moon because we think the moon has that sun. But in the same way, a moon,
we only see the moon because of the sun reflecting on it.
Exactly, but when the way the particles work, because the particles are so minuscule in comparison to God's enormous, huge glory. It's not really the particles we're making notice of, but because of the particles, we can still see God.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting enough, I didn't mention this earlier, no. But no, I like this. I like this analogy. Thank you, God. Thank you for prayer. Amen. So make sure you're in the light, in that ray of light. You know, Scripture says God called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. The marvelous light of understanding of His word, and by God's grace, by the end of this podcast, the light of understanding of our purpose. So, also another illustration, or not an illustration, but a reference point you had used in the last episode, Juliana, was about Moses and how he had to leave the palace in order for him to, you know, be found in the company of his father-in-law, and therefore, you know, God, you know, revealing His purpose unto him. The same way, Moses had to leave his comfort environment in order...
It wasn't necessarily out of choice, can I say, but yeah, that's just...
That's true.
I guess looking retrospectively...
That's true.
At his life, but yeah, continue.
Definitely,
sorry.
And I think that actually, that's a good point, Juliana, because certain things don't happen by choice. There are certain things which we find ourselves in scenarios in time where it's not by choice, and quite grudgingly, we feel as though, oh no, this is not what I want, but truly... the word you use a lot of the time is the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
It was God's plan, nonetheless, right? So, another illustration or a scripture, if we look at Genesis chapter 11, verse 31 to 32, we're going to look at Abraham here. Now, the story of Abraham is very interesting. Juliana, can
that?
You please read that? Yes, please.
Genesis 11.
Yes, please.
Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years, and he died in Haran.
Okay, thank you very much. So, can we just deep that for a second now? So, Terah needed to die. I mean, can we imagine, like, he was... For 205 years, he was alive for 205 years. You can only imagine the age of Abraham, which we'll reveal in the next, we'll discover in the next verses.
So when did he have Abraham? I mean, Abram.
Yeah, quite.
When was that, over 100 or something?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely over 100 and something. But Abraham was with his father. And unfortunately, you know, his father had to pass in order, before God even spoke to him. You know? So can you please read the following verses that fall neatly at the end of this chapter. So that's chapter 12, verse 1.
And it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Juliana. So, like, significantly, the verse starts with, now the Lord. As though to say, once these things had to pass, you know, in the fullness of time, God makes all things beautiful. Things are set to his plan and purpose for you and I. And so it wasn't until these things had happened that God had first spoken to Abraham. And, you know, as we know, Abraham being the father of faith, his purpose is great. And it wasn't revealed until God had instructed him first to what? To have left his father's household. And yeah, exactly, after he had died. So yeah, that's something I found interesting. I'm going to look at two other examples, if that's okay. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Oh. Now, this is when, I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, God, God had formed Eve, and Adam had identified Eve and said, you know, this is indeed bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. But after Adam says that, what does the scripture say there, Juliana?
From verse 24, it says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Now, a lot of the time when we refer to one flesh and this whole example of the marital structure, we can't help but also link it to the fact, to fulfilling purpose. Therefore, a man must leave his, you know, shall leave his father and mother before, you know, that purpose in that context being, you know, illuminated. And so on, also in Matthew chapter 10, from verse 34, please.
It says, do not think that I come to bring peace. Yeah, do not think that I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Am I in the right place? Anyway, yes, for I have set... Yeah, sorry. But I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves his father or mother more than me, this is Jesus talking in my text, is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
Right.
He who finds his life will lose it. Mm. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
Blimey.
Amen.
And I think to summarize all of this, our life isn't our own. Quite straightforward. The fact being that although we might have a plan and a purpose for ourselves as far as our, you know, peripheral is granted, really and truly, it's God's purpose being put, God's purpose for us being fulfilled by us. And yeah, this is important because in each of these examples, something significantly had to happen. You know, a break away from comfortability, from conformity, and rather, not that conformity is necessarily negative, but it's rather what you're conforming to. In the scripture you made reference to it last time was Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Yeah.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed and progress as you progressively change in spiritual maturity by the renewing of your mind. If you're not conforming to one thing, you're conforming to another.
Yeah.
And we want to conform to the God's will. Amen?
Amen.
So yeah, our life is not our own. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. Now, this is something I understood from Pastor John Piper as well, from Desiring God. I think you can see I'm referring to a lot of things which you've already made mention of, Juliana. So yeah, you know, Pastor John Piper, he said in one of his messages that, you know, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him. And when we're talking about managing a purposeful lifestyle, what we want to do, we want to consciously be aware of and acknowledge in all our ways, is that our satisfaction, the source of every blessing and every enjoyment as far as this world can allow us to enjoy, is in Christ, is in God. And that's when God is most glorified. That's when we're going to identify the sun rays in that dark room, when that sun is beaming on us, the particles, because that's when God is most glorified. That's when it points back to him. Everything needs to point back to him ultimately, in all our ways. Let's have a look at Isaiah chapter 43, please. So Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. That's all right. Take your time.
Isaiah 43, verse 21 says, "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise."
I love that. Can you say that again, please?
Isaiah 43, 21. "This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise."
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Now, these people I have formed for myself, I think, I'm sure it has been mentioned on this podcast already that God had formed us for himself in order to declare his praise. Now, when we explore that theme, that word, that statement of declaring praise, giving glory to God, the definition of declaration is a form or explicit statement or announcement. But then it also, you can also go further on to another definition of it, which says a written public announcement of intentions or of the terms of an agreement. So I'm going to focus on the public announcement of intentions, because really and truly, the way we live our lives and, you know, our conduct and everything ought to be recognized from, there are people that will be looking at us. Scripture even makes reference of that. There are always people, onlookers, that are looking at our deeds and our actions. Not necessarily, you know, for, you know, the good things or the positive things, but fundamentally, our actions must be out of intention to show, you know, the glory of God ultimately. And that's something I can't stress enough, that when it was talking about declaring God's praise, is essentially living our lives on that can be viewed by others of intent to glorifying God. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me break that down one more time. So the idea being, I can quite frankly be I can make certain decisions, or I can act out on impulse, okay? But if it's not intentionally giving glory unto God, or if someone looks at my life and they cannot find a trace of God in anything that I am doing, surely I'm out of purpose. I'm out of line of God's will, all right? But, okay, still, we need to go deeper. We need to talk about how we're going to manage a purposeful lifestyle. And it's about living everything with intention. Living everything out of intention, okay? Because, you know, it ought to be seen in your life that, you know, that should point back to God. So, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, of this episode, I think I was saying that whenever I go to a retreat, I call it the mountain. And so I was on a retreat, just a personal time with me seeking God. And I identified in my life that I wasn't too clear on my purpose. I was all occupied and being busy and serving God as far as the imminent is concerned, but where transcendence goes and where the future goes, I did not necessarily know where I was going. All I knew was to trust God in the immediate. But when I went on this retreat, I sought God, and, you know, I asked God for so many things, and I prayed, and I went into his word, and I couldn't help but discover things that he was revealing to me about grace, about as well as grace, God revealed things to me about obedience. And these are fundamental things that need to be understood before I can concern myself about pursuing a purpose. In other words, first of all, I need to understand that anything, any goodness in me is from God, point blank, period. And that's because of his grace. That's because of his will. So once I accept that, okay, cool. Step one, stage one, accept God's grace. And that's not because of anything I've done, completely unmerited. Because of God wants to do whatever plan he has in store for me, that's God's will. Okay, cool, grace. Now, obedience. Obedience talking about conforming to God's will. In other words, listen, it's either God's way or the highway, okay? If you know, you're not going to comply with God's will, you will struggle in things. You will struggle in things, you know? And a lot of the time, I think we sell ourselves the myth that, you know, it's us doing things on our own. And I like this, especially in your previous episode when you were talking about independence within God's will. Because it's one thing to be independent, completely independent, and isolate yourself. But it's another thing to find independence in God. Because I think the B section of Romans chapter 12 verse 2 talks about, so that you may prove for yourself what God's purpose is for you. so that you can prove for yourself. Now, in my time on this retreat, you know, these things became clear to me. Now, you can have a five-year plan. You can make yourself a five-year plan. But really and truly, if it doesn't fall in line with God, what God wants, really and truly, like, I'm sorry, there's... Expect to be found unexpected. What am I talking about?
Disappointed.
Yeah. Things aren't going to go to plan, unfortunately. Yeah. If, you know, you give yourself a plan according to what you think or you expect or what you deserve.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is you don't deserve anything.
It's tight.
You don't deserve anything. And, yeah. You know, it's by grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. And once we acknowledge Christ, and also the next part of that is for his glory alone. That's another thing, like five solas, like saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, what he had done for God's glory alone. And that can be found in scripture alone, okay? All right, so stop laughing, okay?
Sorry.
But yeah, this is the beauty of our faith, and this is the beauty of purpose. In all that we are doing, how do we know what God wants for us? Seek him. Seek him. Matthew 6 verse 33 says what, Juliana?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added onto you.
Exactly. Seek first the kingdom of God. Once you seek God, and I think...
There's one Jeremiah. I think it's...
Go on.
See with Jeremiah 29 verse 13.
Come on.
Let me see if we can get there real fast. Chill. Okay, Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me all your heart.
Okay.
So just kind of bouncing off the fact that you said seek God when it comes to understanding after the grace thing. I'm going to let you get back to
it. So I think, no, that's fine. No, yeah, definitely. So in seeking God and understanding all these things and his plan and purpose for us, yes, still we can find, okay, that's not exactly a practical step. What do I do? Intention. Not formality. Intention, not formality. Now, when I say intention, not formality, there's a song by Travis Green. God is intentional, but really and truly, we need to also complement God's intention by giving him our intent. Okay, so it's a thing where we need to show God that we mean these things. We're actively pursuing our purpose by showing him that we care to please him. We care to please him. Because our purpose isn't for our enjoyment. The preliminary, fundamental, prime crux. Sorry, I'm thinking of all these synonyms. But the crux of pursuing purpose is giving God glory. Is giving God glory. Show God that he deserves the glory. Show God that his enjoyment means something to you. Which is why we said here, back to what John Piper had said, What
God
did he say?
Is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him.
Simple. When we are most satisfied in him. And, Holy Spirit, I think I need to find this scripture. Because you might, if I paraphrase it, essentially, in all you are doing, give God the glory. In a sense, yeah.
Is it the Lord Christ you serve in Colossians
3? Yes, yep. Colossians. I knew it was a Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 or something. Was it 2, 9?
I think it's 3.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, I don't know where Colossians is.
General Electric Phone Company.
Yeah, I try. Oh, okay, yeah. Phone Company 3. Okay. Well, I don't know if this is the right one.
It's okay.
Colossians 3:23 says,
okay,
and verse 24 says,
that's right.
And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Is that the one you meant?
That's the one.
Okay.
Flow.
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Will you serve the Lord Christ?
Thank you. Can you once again just focus on that 23 part then?
Oh, sorry. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
That's right. Whatever you are doing, okay? This is a blank check. It's open. It's fairly open. That in all that you are doing, irrespective of whether you feel that, oh, I'm supposed to be at this present place, this point in present time. What am I talking about? If I'm supposed to be at this place in time, you know, a lot of the time we can be so caught up with where we are at that present time. But as long as what we are doing is glorifying God and we are enjoying what we are doing and giving God our best, then surely God will be glorified. And that's fulfilling purpose. I'm in university right now. Quite frankly, I can enjoy myself doing other things. I can think that I can start a business and really, you know, give God the glory. But right now, I'm in university. So what am I going to do? I'm going to give glory in my present place and time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't stress this enough because purpose for me is such a touchy subject because I find I like to do a lot of things. I'm a busybody. I move around a lot.
I was just going to say,
go on.
I think in the previous, I think it was the previous episode, and even at one the ladies,
the question that was asked.
Yeah, it was like it was if I basically summarize the question is, what if you're a jack of all trades and master of none? That was a phrase that I think someone said there.
Yeah.
So would you? I thought about because you're pretty good at a number of things.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're a master of none.
No.
But have you? I guess in you seeking God, have you identified what your craft that you're supposed to master in? Have you found? I mean, maybe I'm not saying maybe for your whole life.
No,
but
no, yeah.
Like, out of those things that you're a jack of all trades in, like those things that you have a hand for, I guess.
I suppose.
Have you identified?
I suppose those trades.
What are you supposed to do?
I suppose those trades. I can rank them. I can definitely rank those trades and say those which I'm a master of, or those which I could take delight in glorifying God the most. But
like as of right now, what?
As of right now.
What would you say for you personally? Because let me not speak for myself, but you personally, what would you say God's called you to be a master of for right now? I didn't say I was going to ask this question today.
You didn't say you were going to ask this question. No. I genuinely, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think it's definitely related to doing stuff like this, what we're doing now, and that's just talking about God. I'm being terribly blunt here, but because I can talk for hours about God, I really can, because I just enjoy it. I enjoy it, and that's not necessarily being a master of anything. It's not, and it's not a trade because it's something. Excuse me to say, we're expected to do somewhat, but I don't
maybe
know.
I should rephrase.
Yes, please,
questions.
Please rephrase
it. All the things that Jesus. You know, out of all the things you know you can do, do you know? Like on your time on the mountain,
yes.
Did you say when you were there, you found out of all the things you are able to do and God has given you the ability to do, have you found for, let's say, the next year, like for example, university,
yes.
Do you know the next, were you in doing that, did you basically find the next steps?
Yes, I did,
As essentially fulfilling purpose.
You know what, I don't know why I forgot to say that. Yeah, no, it is.
I'm trying to draw it out, yeah, I don't
know. No, it's okay, no, perfectly fine. So yeah, when I had given God that time and given him my intentional pursuit of understanding what is next as far as his will for me is concerned, yeah, he definitely revealed it to me. And yeah, I think it helps knowing where I'm going now. Life is so much more easier to live. It's easier than it formerly was, it being cloudy. Like, I'm really graduating this summer. What's next? What's next, you know? And I definitely say, me having set time aside to, you know, devote that time to God, yeah, God has definitely repaid that. And yeah, I can say that formerly being a jack of all trades, it has its disadvantages, and that is essentially not knowing what to specialize in. And now, as far as now is concerned, yeah, God has definitely revealed to me what I should be prioritizing. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. It's not about what we think falls neatly in our head, because
I'm
OCD. I was going
to say, did that change your plans that you had prior 100%. To
speaking in? 100%. Okay. 100%. I'm OCD. I'm very calculative, very structured when it comes to these things. And God messed up my plans for sure. But I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Because he is satisfied. Or rather, I am satisfied in him being glorified.
And I think you'll be satisfied. He will be satisfied. Like, I think I gave the example of Rick Warren. Saying, like, God cheers you on when you're actually doing it. So I guess you can have that in mind, that when you are fulfilling what he has told you to do, now that you sought him.
That's right.
He will be like, yeah, I'm pleased with you.
Yeah.
Because you actually sought him.
Exactly.
In what you're supposed to do, and then as you are accomplishing it and continue, and I assume, I pray, continually seeking him, he'll be like, yeah, that's good.
That's right. That's all that matters to God. Being intentional about him. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time in our faith, we make reference to the fact that, you know, God created us in like image of himself, like he had created us in his image. But if we think about it, within his image, God has been so thoughtful of us. It's only right that we're thoughtful about him, isn't it? And that we give him the time, you know, to speak to us all the more. But yeah, I'd say that's what managing a purposeful lifestyle has been to me, Juliana, especially in these past couple of weeks. So yeah, thank you for allowing me to share that.
Thank you for accepting my invitation, I guess, for the next episode. But I guess at this point, can I ask you, for those listening, maybe to pray for, like, your time on the mountain. I feel like I'm yet to go on the mountain and really seek God for the next steps of my life. Yeah. I feel like I would have this kind of, not joy, because when you explained to me before, like, you seem really excited, like, and I was like, oh, I want to go on the mountain too. Like, I want to be able to go back and do it myself, like, seek God for myself. So people like me that after hearing this and, you know, understanding where you've come from, after having sought God and he's revealed himself to you, can you send out a prayer for people in my situation, listeners, and I guess encourage them in that sense?
Definitely.
Yes,
please. Most definitely. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Lord. Thank you for just making your glory ever true to us, Lord. Thank you that we don't need to look too far to find you. Lord, we pray that right now, on the topic of purpose, we pray that in pursuing, you know, a purposeful lifestyle and trying to manage a way of living that is glorifying to you, we pray that we can have the freedom and the space to set time aside to seek you.
Amen.
Lord, in many of the lives that we are living, we find ourselves struggling with setting time aside. We say we're busy, but more so it's the fact that we don't make the time ourselves, or we cannot find the time in ourselves, for you have made yourself so available to us that we can never not be available for you unless we find it. So Lord, we just pray for grace.
Amen.
We pray for grace and we pray for obedience, so that we can hear you all the more, and so that you can reveal to us what you expect from us all the more.
Amen.
For it's one thing to expect something from so many people, but to make something personal, Lord, when we be able to hear from you more clearly, let your glory be revealed, and that at the end of the day you might be satisfied, that you might smile on our efforts, Lord, and, you know, crown our efforts with your glory in righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, yay. Amen. This is a good episode.
Oh, we thank God.
Thank you so much for, gracing your presence. Another guest
on
the podcast. Okay, so if anyone wanted to find anything that you do, would you like to remind us of where to find you?
Sure thing. So my YouTube channel is Michael P. Longdon. That's all one word. That's MichaelPLongdon. That's my full name, Michael Parker Longdon. And on Twitter you'll find me under the same @ as well. I have a website as well, but hey, is it active?
In Jesus' name, amen.
but no, nonetheless, that's where you can find me.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Guys, just stay tuned. If you would like to, after this, still speak to me, I'm joking, lol. If you would like to find me, my Twitter is @ Juliana _Ennis, JULIANA_ENIS. You guys know the drill already, so. But yeah, thank you once again, Michael. I don't know what's going to... Anyway, guys, just stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say. Stay tuned. Happy New Year once again. I don't know why I forgot to say that at the beginning, but Happy New Year. I hope you guys are planning your purposeful, prosperous and glorious 2018. So I just hope this helps you do so, kind of plan that. So yeah, not gonna say too much before I end up going down the whole bunch of waffle, but I hope you enjoyed this. Be blessed. I'll see you later. Okay, I won't see you, but oh my gosh, don't forget the video. Sorry, that's my fault. The video that we did together on purpose, you'll find that on Michael's YouTube channel, so definitely do check that out. But yeah, in closing, guys, God bless you all, and stay tuned for more Pensive Podcast. Bye.